It is my distinct pleasure to welcome on Northwest Legends' first album in 25 years since 1999. A lot's happened in Seattle since 1999, but Fastbacks remain strong. One of the most legendary badass bands here in the Northwest. We got Fastbacks with their new record, For What Reason, coming out this week. Welcome to Loud and Local. Welcome to KISW. Welcome back to KISW.
Hey. It's been a long time since we've graced these friendly shores.
Yes. True. Was it back?
Yes.
Back when it was 100 FM? Was it back?
FM 100.
FM 100? Okay.
On Aurora Avenue.
Aurora Avenue. That's the one I remember.
So let's reacquaint, if people are tuning in and for some reason they don't know Fastbacks, tell what's your name and what you do in Fastbacks.
Hi, I'm Michael Musburger. I am the drummer.
I'm Kim Warnick. I'm the bass player and singer.
Awesome.
And I'm Lulu Gargiulo. I play guitar and I also sing.
It's Kurt Block here, guitar player, and
everything else.
Yeah.
And many other things.
He wears many
I
hats.
Do other things for this band.
So, you know, full disclosure, I interviewed y'all recently for The Stranger. The interview is going to be coming out this week. So let's pretend like that didn't happen, and let's reimagine this interview, right? So tell a little bit of the Reader's Digest version of what we discussed. The record came about from hanging out, having lunch, and a discussion. And why don't you recall a little bit about this and how the record came to be?
Well, I don't know. You kind of...
Michael?
Well, I mean, we were for lunch fairly regularly to keep in touch. And also, Kurt would always have a record.
Yeah.
You know, and...
I like to have lunch and distribute records.
Yeah, the records that he puts out.
Like, like the lunch record fair.
Back catalog of Fastbacks, B-sides, re-releases, things like that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, and also birthdays we get together. But Mike?
Yeah, well, last summer, this was happening last summer. And, and you know, we had done some recording for one song, two songs actually, for a single. And it was really fun. And it turned out really good. And I just posed the question, is it impossible if we thought about making a full record? And it kind of snowballed from there.
I think what you said is, let's just make a new record.
Yeah.
And I think we all just thought,
let's just make a record.
Yeah, right.
But Kurt said, no, please don't.
let's just not do that.
Let's table
do that.
That for now.
And then you booked the time.
Yeah,
then Mike went ahead and called the studio and booked a few days of recording time. I was like, Mike, please don't do that.
Totally ignored Kurt.
He wasn't listening.
I never listened.
These people, they never listen.
Yeah, called a friend's studio, Joe Reinecke's new studio in Temple of the Trees.
I looked at this studio
online. It's pretty amazing.
It looks beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah. It's on the back cover of the record, too, so you can have another look at it. It is fantastic.
Yeah. It's like all pitch black. It almost looks like
a gothic church.
Yeah. It's very gothic.
Very
it's fantastic.
Cool. Anyway, he managed to have 2 days, like, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks from when I made the inquiry, and we just kind of scrambled and figured it out.
That's awesome.
And made those 2 days work.
Yeah, let's find some songs that nobody used yet that I was thinking that had, there's a problem with this one. It's not going to get used. Like, what's the problem with it? A word in it or something. They can just change a couple things. Oh, now I do. You know, just songs that they were sitting there that just not, they were underutilized.
But it's far from a B-sides record. This is an incredible, like a brand new Fastbacks record. Like I said, the first time in 25 years. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Fastbacks, and their new album, For What Reason, is coming out the 28th. And that is this Wednesday. And you can pick up a record on Thursday, 29th, at Easy Street in West Seattle. They're going to be doing a roundtable discussion, sort of, with moderated by Duff McKagan. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also listening party and signing as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
at 7 p.m. in West Seattle. So bring the kids, bring the family out and check out some Northwest Legends. Now, Duff McKagan, he has an interesting connection to, obviously, KISW, but a connection to Fastbacks. In what era was he the drummer of Fastbacks?
I think he replaced me as the drummer.
Okay.
81 or
80? 1980, the end of 1980. I don't think we'd got tired of being, well, Maybe you guys didn't get tired of me being the drummer yet, but I do remember the day, and everybody's just sitting around. It was just a regular day, and you know, people sitting around that didn't have jobs. Maybe, you know, whatever we were supposed to practice that day, and Duff was over just hanging out, sort of in the neighborhood.
And me and Lulu lived in a house together, okay. So we practiced downstairs.
Practiced in the basement, and we're talking about practicing, not in any hurry. And,
but also Duff lived around the corner.
From right.
Just, okay, cool.
Just so down it was there. So easy.
So he was like,
literally,
he's like, "What? Look, maybe let me play drums today when you have this and see what it sounds like." I don't believe Duff had played drums in.
Well, we know him as a bassist, so I didn't, we don't really know him.
He kind of lied to me. He said, I didn't know how to play drums. I didn't know drums, but I wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
And, like, we were very good anyway, so it wasn't going to matter.
And we had no plans on having him actually be in the band. It was just a day of, you know, normal teenage boredom. And so we went down and never played guitar in the Fastbacks, but
wow.
We just went down and played, and I never looked back. We never went back.
What was our song that we practiced, Kurt?
I do not remember. Maybe
I think
did.
It was Baby Blue by Badfinger.
Nice.
And we did not do a punk version. We tried to do it as perfectly as we could. It probably sounded like a punk version, but we were trying to stay true to the
Badfinger song.
Pete Ham and company.
Yeah, and oddly, just from that one day, Duff was drummer into 81, you know, maybe a little less than a year, but back when you're that young, a year is like a phenomenally long time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, now it's a little bit different, at least for us, but back then, you know, to be in a band for a year, that's incredible.
It's a big deal. So... You know, I try to do a little bit of research here and for the article and for this interview. And I actually hit up Michael on Facebook. I said, hey, what's the actual number of the amount of drummers Fastbacks has had? And it's actually hard to find. And he said, I don't really know. But at this point, he is the longest tenured drummer of Fastbacks.
I believe so, yes.
That's so true.
That's awesome.
You know, when we say we have a few drummers, keep in mind that some of them only played once.
Okay.
They played one show, and it was too hard because it was too fast. Fair enough.
At least 10 or more, right?
I don't know.
I can't. Oh, I'm sure there's 10 drummers.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, you know, how many drummers played one show? Two, three?
I don't know.
Tad Hutchison, so Tom Hendrickson.
Right. Tad Hutchison played one show.
That's what I said. Played more than one show, but just, like,
the show was in Vancouver, and we opened for the Circle Jerks.
Nice.
And also
with Tad as the drummer, and you know,
and Richard Stuverud, who was drummer number three,
okay,
quit, and he came back later for a while.
He needed more.
There's a few drummers that quit and came back.
Technically, I quit.
Like Michael over here. So
you can't quit this band.
Nope.
For the record, is it Fastbacks or the Fastbacks?
It's up to you.
It's up to me. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
So I'm not wrong either way.
Both work.
Because I've heard, you know, Kurt said the Fastbacks. It says Fastbacks here. It's either or.
I say the Fastbacks when I'm talking about stuff, but I don't care.
FBX.
It's actually the Fastbacks.
Okay. Okay, nice.
The Fastbacks.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with the Fastbacks, or Fastbacks. They have a new record called For What Reason, their first album in 25 years, and this is coming out this Wednesday, the 28th, and you can go see them at Easy Street, West Seattle, Thursday. They're going to be doing a signing, a listening party, a roundtable discussion with Duff McKagan, former drummer of the band. And we're going to play some songs from the record.
Wait, I think he's in another band, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of him. Kind of obscure, Guns N' Roses.
He's in the band The Vanes.
Oh, hey, there we go. And Loaded.
Then he's in some obscure band called Guns N' Roses, but I don't know. Whatever about that.
I don't think they'll ever make it. We're going to play The End of the Day, which is the first song on the record. Why don't we talk about the song? For The End of the Day. Who wrote this one? Kurt? Okay.
Moi.
Why don't you tell me about this? It's the opener. It's the banger.
Yes.
It is. I suggested it as the first song since it's... I thought it was sort of a statement of intent. It sort of has everything that the band, you know, traditionally has in their songs. It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a welcome back number.
A welcome back number.
You know, yeah. after the quarter century time off.
Most bands don't make it to 25 years, let alone being away for 25 years and coming back with another record. So,
well, we've taken breaks too.
Yeah. We're not like other bands.
Exactly. Wish they were like you guys.
Yeah, other bands should be more like us.
There we go.
And we made a video for this one that's actually coming out
tomorrow.
Okay, that's awesome.
Lulu made it. She makes all our videos.
She's a video person.
She is a video person.
Kurt's a songwriter.
And today,
Kim
today
and I just,
we just show up and hold
we just
it
hang
together.
Out.
Nice.
We're in the pocket together.
Yeah. The rhythm section's just over here hanging out.
That's awesome.
Just kind of kicking around downtown, just, you know.
We're going to jump into it. It's the end of the day. You can catch them at Easy Street Records this Thursday. We're talking about the Fastbacks. It's the end of the day here on Loud and Local. The end of the day, that was a Fastbacks, For What Reason, here on KISW Loud and Local. Now, Lulu, you hiked a mountain today. Where did you hike?
I hiked to Gem Lake, which is above Snow Lake, which is just outside of Tall.
Wow.
Snoqualmie Pass.
It's a heavy-duty hike.
You've had a full day. What else? What did you guys get into? Kurt, what did you get into? Kim?
Oh, customer service, dealing with my internet outage for a while, and a nap.
Okay, nice. Michael?
Well, speaking of Duff, I spent the day woodshedding some of his songs. I'm going to go on tour with him next month.
Wow.
And I start rehearsals next week, and I'm not quite ready yet.
That's so right. He's playing the show box.
He's doing a little bit. Yes, he is. We're going to Europe for most all of October, and I spent the day working on his songs.
All right.
His set.
It's all about Duff today, apparently.
Yeah.
Duff Day. KSW loves Duff. All right, Kurt, and what about you, man? What'd you do today?
What I did, I had some friends over. We drank a bunch of coffees and talked about rock and roll and made fun of people.
That's every day for Kurt.
So it was sort of perfect.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, perfect day.
So I did. Don't look at me like I'm making this
up. I believe you.
The history of the band goes back to 79 at Nathan Hale. 79 at Nathan Hale High School.
We had graduated by then.
Yeah, by 79 we were all out of Hale.
Oh, okay. But you met at Nathan Hale.
Right, right.
Well, okay. Sort of. I didn't know Kurt and Nathan Hale.
Yeah, but
well,
I knew you and I knew Kurt, so right. I was sort of the middle.
Okay.
But imagine this. Like, I don't know what, you know, junior highs and high schools are like now, but odd that the three fastbacks, Lulu was one grade lower than Kim and I, but to be 6 years from grade 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, two different schools that were next to each other.
Yeah.
We never had a class together. Kim and I never did. Lulu and I only had a class the last semester of the last year I was in high school. It's the only I'd never met any of them, so we never actually knew each other growing up.
That is kind of amazing. And you brought that up on that couch riffs thing. I didn't think about that.
What's that?
You brought that up on the couch riffs thing.
Oh, yeah.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah. No, we never had a class together. And, you know, maybe the class sizes are smaller now. I mean, how many people were in each grade at Jane
like
Addams or Nathan Hale?
Or something.
But
was
like
the cap out.
Was what's that?
It was like 30 or 32.
Wow.
No, but I mean, in the whole grade, there must have been 1,000 seventh graders and 1,500. You know, like we went to school to the same two schools.
6 years.
For 6 years and never had years in one class together, never knew each other.
I used to listen to Kurt on KNHC, the radio station at Nathan Hale.
And which is now a techno station.
Well, when we were there,
it was hard
rock
rockin'
and roll.
Station.
It was
when
like,
I worked
he was,
there, it was great.
He was, I could hear like Foghat, Montrose, and Deep Purple and all the good. Yeah, and so I knew of him. And I also knew, because we had a mutual friend, and he told me that Kurt Block likes Queen, and that was the first Queen record. Nobody had heard of Queen.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, somebody else knows about this band, and you played Keep Yourself Alive.
Yeah, KNHC.
Yeah.
Loved
that's awesome.
Queen and KNHC.
But that's kind of how I knew about him.
He was the guy with the good taste.
Well, yeah.
Well, pretty much everyone at KNHC at that time, you know, was all the people that, like, you know, hard rock.
Yeah.
It was, you know, what it was. I mean, it's, you know, techno or whatever now.
Yeah.
But the same, you know, with the same fervor, the students and you know, they were hanging out in the smoking area,
you know.
Imagine being in high school.
Bunch of skids.
Yeah. And, you know, people are just like, okay. But, you know, everybody loved kick-ass music. And so that's why
we were there at the right time.
And here's an interesting thing. I don't think I've ever mentioned this to anybody, but, you know, I worked at KNHC for, I think I started there when I was...
Are you talking about NHC?
KNHC.
I'm just kidding.
NHC.
ISW.
And... You know, maybe there was some time off. It seems like it was on during the summer, but I remember, you know, having a DJ shift there after not being there for several months.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, nervous and, you know, back on the air. And there's probably an RE20 just like this. And, you know, we had two turntables and stuff. And I remember... Because I listened to KISW, you know, probably all summer long.
Yeah.
And, you know, you come back on, you know, you just listen to KISW. So, like, clicked on the thing and said, yeah, from KISW. And so, oh, crap. You know, I said the wrong call letters just because I listened to it, you know.
Doing your best Steve Slayton impression, dude. That's
amazing. From KISW in Seattle.
That's awesome.
Here's Pink Floyd from Dark Side of the Moon and legendary great gig in the sky.
That's amazing.
Oh, but,
I love that story.
And then I thought, oh no, am I going to, you know, is
you're
the FCC
going to,
you know, hope, and nobody ever said anything, so probably nobody at the, in the high school, none of the teachers were listening or anything, because, I mean,
nice.
You know, we were so worried about doing something that would get your FCC license revoked, because you had to have that to be on the air.
Of course. And, wow. I love that story. That's amazing.
That's great.
From KISW.
Okay, so as while we're talking, you know, old school, first concert you ever attended as a kid. Michael, let's start with you, man.
Oh, God. I'm the young one, so it's not going to be cool.
That's all good.
Might be.
My first was Bumbershoot, 1981.
Okay.
And it was Chuck Berry with Heart backing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. Classic.
And then later that night, the headliner that night was the Tubes in the Coliseum.
Oh,
so those are my first two
very
concerts.
Cool.
And then a couple weeks later, I went to see the Police at the Coliseum, also for the Ghost in the Machine tour, which actually I just saw somebody wearing the exact same concert shirt that I bought that day out in the street this afternoon. Which
but now it's vintage.
Yeah, no, his was a remake. It was,
it was a bootleg.
I asked him.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
he
a bootleg,
bought it on
Timu. Exact same shirt.
Wish.com version. Kim, what about you? First concert you ever went to?
Bobby Sherman.
Okay.
Of course. My dad took me.
Nice.
And I was trying to think. 10 or 11? I'm trying to think. 12? I think younger, but I remember feeling so bad for him because it really was like being at a Beatles show where people, just girls are screaming.
Yeah.
And I remember I just got kind of overcome and I stood up and started screaming and I was really embarrassed for myself. Couldn't help it. I was in love with him. And then after that, David Cassidy, my other boyfriend.
There we go.
Don't tell him. Oh, he's gone.
Teeny bopper Kim. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh, sure.
That's amazing. Okay, and Lulu, first concert.
Mine was Elton John.
Nice.
Who I also really loved. And
what year was it?
I don't know.
What record, do you know? Good
all I know was on.
What shirt did you buy at that show?
What program? All I know is it was at the Coliseum.
My dad bought me a program for that Bobby Sherman thing, which is crazy.
What year it would have been? 1970.
Is maybe Goodbye Little Brick Road?
4 or 5.
That probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think it was.
Yeah. Good time. Good time to see that guy.
Yeah, very good time.
And Kurt, last but not least, first concert you ever went to?
First concert, me and my brother Al went to go see Procol Harum at the Paramount.
Okay. Woo-hoo.
And
nice.
Whenever it was, we were just talking about that because it's like, I can't remember what year it was. Because I remember we went to go see Procol Harum, and then not long after that, Robin Trower was the next show. And Robin Trower was in Procol Harum at one point.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, he was in it from the beginning and left about 71.
That's some conquistador stuff that I didn't know.
Also at the Paramount, but it must have been, I would think it might have been 4.
Was it Conquistador?
Well, it was the Exotic Birds and
Fruit
Tour, which was absolutely fantastic. It's a great record, and they played tons of it. And Grand Hotel was one before it, which was also a mainstay on KISW back in 73,
74-ish. Nice.
So, you know, that was sort of how we found out about new records then, maybe, you know, reading Cream magazine and listening to KISW.
There you go. Awesome. Well, we're actually going to play a couple more songs from the record right now. Again, it's For What Reason? Exclamation point. By Fastbacks or The Fastbacks, no matter which way you say it, you're correct.
It's still us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. FBX. They're going to be at Easy Street Records in West Seattle. Duff McKagan's moderating a roundtable discussion. They're going to be signing records. They're going to be kissing babies. They're going to be shaking hands, possibly.
Shaking babies, actually.
Shaking babies and kissing
shaking
hands.
Shaking baby syndrome.
Exactly. And the record's coming out on Wednesday. You can still, or you can buy a copy of it at their record release party at Easy Street this coming Thursday. So we're going to jump into I'll Never Find Another You and A New Boredom. So, Michael, why don't you talk about I'll Never Find Another You, and Lulu, you talk about A New Boredom. So let's talk about I'll Never Find Another You, Michael.
I'm actually going to pass it off to Kim because it's her song.
That's your song. That's right.
Well, I'll let Kim talk about it.
Okay, but so this song came about because Kurt sent us, he fell in love with this song and he sent it to all of us.
It's a cover.
It's a cover by The Seekers, which is a folk group from the 60s.
Cool.
Australian, actually.
I thought they were Canadian.
No,
Kurt?
Where are The Seekers
they're
from?
They're Australian.
I think they're Australian.
They're Australian, but I think they got their foothold in England.
Yes. Mm. So anyway,
like the
song kind of
and
came out.
AC/DC.
It came along all our radar at the same time, and I loved it. I remember this song, and so everybody said, this is a great song. And Mike was the one like, well, maybe we should just record this song.
Okay.
And that led into, like, let's just make a whole new record. So anyway, it's a cover song by The Seekers, and we love it.
Awesome. And then A New Boredom. Lulu, would you mind?
I love that song.
Is it our favorite record? Your favorite record?
Yeah. And well, it's my favorite song in the world.
Awesome.
Kurt wrote during the pandemic. First line is February 1, 2020.
Don't ask me. Yeah, I'll never know.
Well, we'll hear it right now.
Anyways, it's really great. You'll have to listen to the words. It's very Who-esque. That's
love
all
it.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Again, it's Fastbacks. For What Reason? Come check them out this Thursday at Easy Street West Seattle. Get your record signed. Buy a record. Bring your baby. They'll kiss it. Actually, you know what? I can't promise that. If the baby's cute, but if it's ugly, they might say no.
Well, what if it throws up on me?
Exactly.
What if it spits up?
On my shoulder.
Because that's punk.
That's
all
okay.
Right.
Babies spit up sometimes. It's okay.
As long as I can smell its little baby head.
It's fine.
You're listening to KISW. It's Fastback.
No matter what I do, for I know.
It's 99.9 KISW. We're back here with the Legends or the Fastbacks. Their new record, For What Reason, is going to be coming out this Wednesday, the 28th. And I have it in my hand, so it's already out.
Buy it.
Special for you. Thursday, you can pick it up at Easy Street, West Seattle. That's the 29th at 7 p.m. And you can get a copy of the record, get it signed. They're going to be doing a roundtable discussion with a former drummer and icon himself, Duff McKagan. And they're going to have a listening party, so you can listen to the record. You don't have to even have to bring it home to listen to it for the first time. So West Seattle and Easy Street Records. So is that Easy Street's kind of an institution? Is that where you guys do your record shopping? I don't know. What are your favorite places in Seattle to get a record?
I mean, Easy Street. I don't buy records because I don't have a record player.
Fair enough.
But I will say this: Easy Street is one of the greatest record stores ever.
A fair percentage of more than 50% of the last records that I've purchased at a retail location have been at Easy Street in West Seattle.
And just good people.
Yeah, they're really
Matt
good people.
Vaughn's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matt Vaughn.
Shout out to Matt Vaughn. Great
quality
record store.
Quality store.
Yes.
It's a bit of a throwback of what record stores used to be like.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I used to shop more when it was the one in Queen Anne. I used to go to that because I lived closer
now
to
it's,
it.
So. Yeah, it's now it's a Chase Bank, right?
Exactly. No.
Yeah.
In fact, I think even that Chase Bank is closed.
Yeah, exactly. Bummer, man. Really love that Chase Bank, you know?
Yeah, it's really come into handy for me personally many times.
Yes. Taking out all of those millions of dollars that you have, right?
Yeah, there's a new Van Halen record. I'll go over here and get it at Chase Bank.
Oh, man. So... it's been so awesome to get to know you guys. I got to chat with you guys for The Stranger, and that article's going to be coming out this week. And then just having you all up in the studio on KISW. So tell me, first time you were ever interviewed as Fastbacks on the radio. Obviously it doesn't have to be KISW. We're not.
I think I could be wrong, but I think it would have been in Vancouver, BC, maybe. One of the first times there.
I remember not.
I don't remember.
I remember
either.
Going to that with Dale. Took us there. Took maybe me or I don't remember, but I forget what the call letters were. Just a little college radio station.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that's not a good question. Sorry.
That's all good.
Don't remember.
It is one. I will tell you that. I don't know if it was at that station, but. So Duff was there. This could have been a different time, but it was in Canada for sure.
Sure.
And I think whoever was interviewing us, again, it might not have been for this radio station, but I remember they asked each of us, they asked Duff, like, what do you wish for in this band? And he said, I just hope someday somebody can load my gear for me.
Did that ever happen?
It's coming up.
Still waiting on that one.
Still waiting.
Yeah. Still can't come true.
And I laughed at him like, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. That's not going to happen. I did see GNR last time they played here.
Yeah.
And, they played... 3-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
And you just imagine what that's like to play a 3-hour show and then have to go move your own gear off the stage. But he did.
Yeah.
He was rolling the SVT cabinet, down
into the van.
Picking up the big true working musician. Yeah. It's just a shame that things never got easier for him.
Oh, man, the rock star life. You still got to haul your own gear. Yeah, so this is the most recent Fastbacks record, the first one in 25 years, but I got to ask, and I ask him, so I kind of know the answer, but I have to have all y'all here. This won't be the last Fastbacks record, right? Right?
I don't know.
No, but I do want to say this is the best.
Okay, there we go.
It's all downhill.
Ever.
It's all downhill. Yeah. So,
just so you know, if you want to listen to the best record actually ever put out
by any artist ever.
Yeah. By any artist.
And so, whatever we do next, it's going to include a change of direction.
Okay.
Yes. Radical change
some
of direction.
Some collabs.
And some collabs.
Yeah. Featuring.
20-minute prog jams. Yeah.
Well, I don't.
That's Kurt's
speaking
solo
of,
record.
Who knows?
Speaking of longer songs, we're going to go into, is this the longest song Fastbacks has ever done?
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Let me think. Yes.
You wrote it.
All right. So, again, the name of the record is For What Reason, Fastbacks. Go check them out this coming Thursday at Easy Street West Seattle. Pick up a copy of the record. Support an institution in the sense of Easy Street Records, but also legends, Fastbacks, and tell them you heard them on KISW and you know, maybe ask some questions in the roundtable discussion and
make sure we don't know the answer.
Exactly.
It confuses us.
Put them on the spot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stump us.
Stump the band.
Exactly. Get them stoned before the gig and then.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. We're going to jump into the long one.
I don't know, man.
I'm sweating, bro.
Yeah. You got me sweating, bro.
7 minutes of awesomeness. The World Inside. Tell me about this one. It's a little bit. It's what? An older one? It was recorded in.
Kurt?
Was this the one that was like the 2001 or 2002?
It is partially left over from the last recording session that we did in 2002.
That's awesome.
And. You know, listen to it now. It's like, wow, we played that. that's pretty good.
Pretty amazing.
It is, and we did play it live once. And which is even more amazing.
It just ended up being really cool. Singing is cool. Everything about it's
guitars
super cool.
Are mega.
It's you know, turned out pretty great for an album closer style song. I think.
Please listen to it in headphones.
Yes, absolutely. When you pick up the record, definitely put this one in headphones. I've been listening to this record pretty much nonstop since you sent it to me, Kim. I'll say it. Probably, I mean, the year's not over, but my favorite record of the year so far. So here it is, Fastbacks, okay. For What Reason. Thank you so much for coming up to KISW.
Thanks for having us.
It's been an honor. And go catch them this Thursday at Easy Street West Seattle. It is The World Inside. Any final words for KISW in Seattle?
See you there.
Yeah, or just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
We grew up on KISW.
And now you can actually say that you're on KISW instead of when you were in the College Station and you accidentally said you were on
KISW. we graduated from College Station.
You trained for this.
We graduated from our high school radio station after 4 years.
Amazing. Here's Fastbacks. It's The World Inside. Catch them this Thursday at Easy Street. It's KISW.
don't think I ever should have gone. Another moment. Difference is just night and day.